Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Scott Baer, who is, of course, the reporter for AtlantaFalcons.com, and he joins us this morning, as he does, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Scott. Scott? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, there you are.
Hey, there we go. How's it going?
Pretty good, Scott. I'm about to put you on the spot, man. Who are we taking with the first pick in the draft?
I would just say with the number 8 overall pick, the Falcons select edge rusher blank blank from blank school. How about
Big
that?
Big George Karloftis. Big George from Purdue.
Hey, you know what? You just made me smile when you said that, because we've been doing mock drafts over the last couple of days, Scott, and I've lost a lot of friends with these mock drafts taking offensive linemen first. So you just made me happy with that. You made me real happy with that one.
I mean, here's what blows my mind is nobody likes it when their team drafts a Tristan Wirfs type of player, right? That's a very boring draft day story for them because they can't go watch YouTube highlights. But everybody's really pissed when the quarterback gets hit a lot, right? So at some point, you got to find some balance. At some point, you got to go get some Hugh Douglas types, some big guys in the middle that that can control that line of scrimmage. May not be sexy on draft day, but is required. But man, they need a pass rush pretty bad.
Yeah, I believe that. Yes.
Yeah, right. They ended up with 0 sacks this year. No, 18 seemed like 0.
That's an astonishing number. There's no other way to put it, right? It's one of those things where you look at the number, you're like, wait, they played 17 and they have how many? And I think what Dean Pease said is accurate. Is they need guys who can just, doesn't matter what the offensive blocking scheme is, you don't have to add a pressure / blitz. And just you say, hey, man, here's that guy who's going to throw the ball. Knock him down before he can. Okay, cool. Thank you, sir. That's what you need. You need that type of talent off of the edge where you don't have to bring pressure. You don't have to make yourself vulnerable somewhere else. And you can just say, see quarterback, kill quarterback. You need somebody like that. They probably need two guys like that.
Scott Baer of AtlantaFalcons.com. All right, so I note that on your website you have a big story that Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith are defining their success going forward is building a winning culture. So that starts now. Talk to me about a winning culture. How much roster turnover do you expect?
A lot, really. And I think it's twofold. One, they need upgrades at a lot of different spots. I mean, we could go down the list. Probably more than they're able to acquire in 1 year. They also have to bide their time a little bit with the cap, right? Like the cap's going up $25 million. That's a plus. There are some options to create some wiggle room if they need it, whether it's a trade or extending Grady Jarrett, or they've got some tools at their disposal, but it's still going to take, in my opinion, another cycle before you start to see the Falcons have the type of cap flexibility that they want and need to upgrade the talent base to the point where they can be, where they can go toe to toe with some of these heavy hitters that are in the playoffs right now. And that I think is going to take some time. So the roster turnover will be, they need better players. The roster turnover will also be, they need more guys on 1 year deals like they had this year. And can they try to continue to build that while building the foundation and culture required to be good when they get there. And everybody asks about Falcons' identity and what Arthur Smith teams want to be. They want to win at the line of scrimmage. They want to be balanced, and they want to fight you no matter what the score is until the final zero. We saw a couple of those things transpire and show up this season. They need a couple more before they can really compete with top teams. I mean, it's very clear. If you look at their schedule, just the win-loss record, just the final scores, lopsided against teams in the playoffs, close and highly contested against teams that aren't. They need to take that next step, and that's how they have to do it.
You know what, Scott, I just want to share something with you because I'm pretty proud of myself because I did, you know, I went on the mock draft site, the mock draft simulator, and I just wanted to share my draft with you and see what you think about it. With the first pick, eighth overall, taking the Kobe Dean linebacker from Georgia. The reason why I'm taking him is because, you know, he has six sacks this year at Georgia. He comes off the corner. My second pick, pick number 40, I'm taking Lewis Seen. Taking him because he's a little bit bigger corner. I mean, safety, excuse me, a little bit of a thumper. And I think that we could use him in the box to help shore up that run a little bit. With the 63rd pick, I'm going to take James Cook. Because, you know, he's a little bit bigger back, comes out the backfield, can catch the ball out of the backfield, stuff like that. I know this is a Georgia-heavy draft. The only reason I picked
Georgia-heavy, Georgia only.
Let me have this, John. And the only reason I did this, because I've seen more Georgia games than any other. So I'm kind of familiar with these guys. George Pickens, taking him with the third pick, 72 overall, wide receiver, because we don't know what's going to happen with Calvin Ridley. Okay, with the fourth pick, 110 overall, I'm taking Sam Williams, the edge rusher out of Mississippi.
Oh, well, it's okay.
You don't like that?
No, it's just a shock. I thought you were taking like Stetson Bennett or something.
No, I'm not taking a quarterback in this draft. Are you crazy? And this with the 149th pick, taking Malachi Carter, wide receiver from Georgia Tech. Saw a couple of Georgia Tech games. You know, we've had, you know, Georgia Tech receiver have been pretty good, even though they don't get the ball that much. So I'm gonna go with that. Tackle. You know, to satiate some of these people that want to draft the offensive lineman. With the 186th pick, taking Rashid Walker out of Penn State. And with my last pick in the draft, I'm taking Tyler Davis, defensive lineman from Clemson, because we've had some success with some of those defensive linemen from Clemson. So what do you think about that? Is that's okay draft in your opinion?
I think you've hit at least every need over the course of it. And it's got to be defensive heavy up front. That's just my take. I also agree with you that this ain't the year for the quarterback, man. It's amazing how much feedback I get on social and in the mailbag and stuff saying, ditch Matt Ryan. Go look at overthecap.com, okay? Just take a peek. And that's not going to happen. Plus, I am of the opinion that Matt Ryan is still a very good quarterback. I will say and not like the Raiders are the pillar of success or anything like that, but I cover that team for 8 years. And what Mike Mayock started doing is they basically became Clemson West, right? Like they were just drafting Clemson players left and right, and 9 times out of 10, they were very good. Hunter Renfro, great example, right? So even though we can tease you about your Georgia bias, right, because they're on TV every Saturday, sometimes – taking players who have played in front of 100,000 screaming, rabid fans every week, who play in front of 25 million people with everything on the line, can be good coming in because they've already been in championship cultures, right? Mm-hmm. Clemson was in a championship culture. Hunter Renfro knows how to win and get open, period. Right? That guys on that Georgia defense know how to play. Now, does that mean, all right, I'm going to take the guy from the better school over a guy with a skill set that fits my scheme a little bit better? Probably not. But if you can find a marriage there, right? I mean, why not? So when you're talking about Georgia and defenders, I have a tough time criticizing that. You know, if that guy from Purdue is still on the board,
that
there,
Carlotta's
I don't
kid.
Know.
No, that's the Carlotta, yeah, the big Carlotta's kid, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Then I think things get interesting. But, I think the most important thing is that, in my opinion, your head is in the right space, right, in terms of, like, how they can move through the draft board, right? Sure, it's going to be very – they're going to take the best player on their board. But if at the end of the draft you end up with – a running back and maybe some explosiveness – on the perimeter, you end up with a guy that can block or be developed to be more of a starter down the line, and you're going heavy early on defense. That's the type of combination, no matter where the talent comes from, that I think the Falcons need to extract from this draft, right? And then they need to do it again. And then they need to do it again. And then they're going to look up in 22 and 23 and be like, hey, we're kind of stacked, and not like we got some frontline players. It's like we're stacked, and if somebody goes down, it's not the end of the known universe, right? Because this year's roster was really thin, mm-hmm. and it was stretched, especially at wide receiver. Oh, my gosh. So if they can fortify, give themselves injury protection with the type of picks you're talking about, right, that's what you have to do. And it is fun to hop on that simulator and play GM for a day. I'm sure I'm going to do that a couple thousand times before the draft, just to see, because the Falcons do need a lot. And the moves they make here, so critical to their advancement in 2022.
Yeah, Scott Baer of AtlantaFalcons.com. Scott, we only have a minute here. Cordarrelle and Foye, one or both back?
They're going to go for both. I'm going to say one. I'm a little concerned about if I think Foye should come back. I think he's a good player in this scheme. He talked about liking being comfortable. This is a place where he can be comfortable. He's an ascending modern NFL linebacker. I think there's going to be a market for him in a way that could get uncomfortable for the Falcons. So that's my concern about bringing him back. I'm less concerned about a huge market for a 30-year-old skill player. If for it going so nuts that the Falcons can't be competitive for a guy who clearly wants to be here.
Scott Baer of AtlantaFalcons.com on the WaveFord.com hotline. Thanks, Scott. Check out AtlantaFalcons.com, all the very latest. 3 months from now, we'll find out in the NFL draft. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thank you, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.